Now this coronavirus update presented by Remote News Service.
I'm Leslie Lotto. Another pharmaceutical company jumping on the coronavirus vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, starting trials in the U.S. and Europe. The pharmaceutical giant says if all goes as hoped, then they'll have two large late-stage trials, one with a single-shot vaccine on about 30,000 people, another with a booster shot. First trial should be available in September. No movement on the Republicans' version of the latest stimulus package. A meeting yesterday ends with no agreement as millions face the end of that extra $600 in their unemployment this week. The White House meeting with Democratic leaders, too, with no movement for extending that benefit and another for a moratorium on evictions that ended last week. 13,000 kids in foster care in Arizona expected to be in school in person this fall. The governor announcing schools can handle whether they are in person or online. The thing is, all families get to decide if their kids go in person or online, but not foster families. They have to send their kids. The reason, they say, is for a sense of normalcy and that teachers can spot signs of neglect or abuse. The Maryland governor requiring people 5 years of age and older to wear masks now, and also warning about traveling to states with high rates of infections, ordering residents to get tested and quarantine until they get their tests back. Nearly two dozen schools in Detroit area having in-person learning for the first time since March. About 600 or so kids in person, face-to-face, for instruction with strict safety guidelines. Schools have not reported any outbreaks after about 2 weeks, just three positives out of 359 tests. And several bar owners in Louisiana suing the state because of safety rules they must follow due to coronavirus. The bar is barred from allowing people to drink on site. Lawsuit against the Democratic governor arguing the policies infringe on the bar owners' rights. The governor closed bars down to takeout and delivery only, saying these tight gatherings of people elevate the risk of spreading COVID. I'm Leslie Lotto with your coronavirus update for July 30th of 2020.